Hello, quiz heads. Welcome to Takeaway Trivia, episode number 204. I'm Leon, your quiz master from Hereford, UK, and this is your pub quiz in a podcast. Coming this week, we're spreading the love. We've got two Valentine's-themed rounds, but before that, we've got a correction section and a few hellos. Daryl says, hello, my wife and I listen to you each time we go on long journeys. Could I get a shout out to my wife, Jess, for our first wedding anniversary? We're going to be travelling to Coombe Abbey. That's from Daryl. Congratulations. Happy anniversary. Have a wonderful time down at Coombe Abbey. Henry Stevens say, can I wish a happy Valentine's Day to Lot Bot Wright? Love the podcast. Tom Hubbard says, shout out to Danny and Irish Danny over in Australia. You need to ask some questions about Leeds United. We'll see what we can do. And Janice Donahue says, please can you say hello to Chris, Amy, Alice, B, Ian, Jan, Elizabeth and William. We were introduced to Takeaway Trivia a number of years ago while skiing in Poland. Hello to you all. So it's been a while. Let's fire up this.
Correction section.
Michael McLagan's been in touch saying, I'd like to make a correction to one of your questions in episode 203. In the final fling, you asked in which year did the first Cricket World Cup take place. The answer you gave was 1975, which is correct if you'd have specified that it was the Men's Cricket World Cup. The first ever Cricket World Cup was in fact the Women's World Cup in 1973. I am so ashamed that I missed that. Everyday sexism there, I apologise. I do try and make an effort not to be sexist. It's something that I'm really against. I should have spotted that because it actually makes an even better pub quiz question, doesn't it? Michael McLagan, thank you for pointing that out. The first ever Cricket World Cup was in 1973 and it was a Women's World Cup. Well done. Another Michael says hello. Michael Curtis says, not sure if this is enough to make the correction section, but in episode 201, you said Catherine Parr survived Henry VIII. There was actually a second wife that survived him, Anne of Cleves. After his divorce to Anne, Henry gave her the title of King's Sister, and he was so pleased with how amicable the divorce was that the two became good friends for the rest of his life. She ultimately ended up outliving not just Henry, but Catherine Parr. Thank you for that incredible info, Michael. Yeah, that was my fault for not specifying in the question correctly. I was looking for the wife he was currently married to that survived him. But yeah, there was two wives that survived him. Well done. Thanks for pointing that out. Okay, time to move on to this week's episode. Coming up, we've got the final fling. We'll be playing a round of lyrical love. I've got a Valentine's quiz, but let's start with general knowledge. Good luck. Round number one this week is your general knowledge and question number one. In which year did Taylor Swift release her album Lover? Question number one. In which year did Taylor Swift release her album Lover? Number two. What is the third letter of the Greek alphabet? Question number two. What is the third letter of the Greek alphabet? Number three, which US city was largely destroyed by an earthquake in 1906? Question three, which US city was largely destroyed by an earthquake in 1906? Number four, who plays Elizabeth Swann in the Pirates of the Caribbean films? Number four, who plays Elizabeth Swann in the Pirates of the Caribbean films? Number five, according to the proverb, familiarity breeds what? Number five, according to the proverb, familiarity breeds what? Question number six, name the alternative therapy that involves using needles to stimulate parts of the body. Number six, name the alternative therapy that involves using needles to stimulate parts of the body. Number seven, how many games did England win in the 2023 Six Nations tournament? Number seven, how many games did England win in the 2023 Six Nations tournament? Number eight, what body part was Queen Anne Boleyn rumoured to have an extra one of? Number 8. What body part was Queen Anne Boleyn rumoured to have an extra one of? Number 9. How many members are in the band Coldplay? Question 9. How many members are in the band Coldplay? And finally this week, number 10. What is the national fruit of India? Number 10. What is the national fruit of India? That's your first 10 questions. I'll have the answers for those after round 2. So it's Valentine's Day this week, and I felt what better time of year to do a quiz all about love, romance, and marriage. It's a Valentine's quiz. Question number 1. Where are you said to wear your heart if you are open with your feelings? Number 1. Where are you said to wear your heart if you are open with your feelings? Number 2. What is Anna's real name in 50 Shades of Grey? What's her full name? So number 2. What is Anna's full name in 50 Shades of Grey? Very romantic novel there. Question number 3. Who was the Greek goddess of love? Number 3. Who was the Greek goddess of love? Number 4. Nell Gwyn was the mistress of which king of England? Born in Hereford as well. So number 4. Nell Gwyn was the mistress of which king of England? Number 5. What are yellow roses said to symbolise? Question number 5. What are yellow roses said to symbolise? Number 6. In which year did Prince William marry Catherine Middleton? Number 6. In which year did Prince William marry Catherine Middleton? Question number 7. Which film contains the line, "I'm just a girl standing in front of a boy asking him to love her"? Question number 7. Which film contains the line, "I'm just a girl standing in front of a boy asking him to love her"? Number 8. In which book from the Twilight Saga do Edward and Bella get married? Question number 8. In which book from the Twilight Saga do Edward and Bella get married? Number 9. Which popular website launched on Valentine's Day 2005? Question number 9. Which popular website launched on Valentine's Day 2005? I don't know about you, but I use this website daily. And number 10. How many sweets are contained in the standard pack of Swizzle's Matlow Love Hearts? I think America have a similar sweet called Sweethearts, but they're little discs of candy with love messages on them. So number 10, how many sweets are contained in the standard pack of Swizzle's Matlow Love Hearts? You can keep your Cadbury's. It was all about Swizzle's when I was a kid. I loved Love Hearts and refresher bars. They were always free with the Beano. Takes me right back to my childhood. And doubled lollies. Oh, they were incredible, although I'm sure they've got smaller. Sorry, that was an Amazon delivery interrupting. What have we got? Should we have a look? I forgot what I've ordered. Hang on a second. Oh, yes. It's a leaving present for a friend at work. Anyway, where were we? Okay, then, your answers to the general knowledge round. Number 1, in which year did Taylor Swift release her album Lover? That was back in 2019. That's scary. Number 2, what is the third letter of the Greek alphabet, gamma? Number three, which US city was largely destroyed by an earthquake in 1906? San Francisco. Number four, who plays Elizabeth Swann in The Pirates of the Caribbean? Keira Knightley. Number five, according to the proverb, familiarity breeds what? That is contempt. Six, name the alternative therapy that involves using needles to stimulate parts of the body. Acupuncture. Number seven, how many games did England win in the 2023 Six Nations? Just two. Hopefully we'll do better this year. Number eight, what body part was Queen Anne Boleyn rumoured to have an extra one of? She was supposed to have an extra finger, although her body was exhumed in the 19th century, providing no evidence. Number nine, how many members are in the band Coldplay? That's four. I always thought it was five. There you go. And number 10, what is the national fruit of India? A mango. Total up your scores so far. Hopefully it's a strong start for you. I'll have the answers to the Valentine's round after round three. Round number three, we're sticking with the Valentine's theme, and it's a round of lyrically speaking. This is where I give you a line from a famous song, and you've got to tell me what the song title is. We don't worry about who the artist or band was, because obviously there could be a myriad of cover versions. Just the name of the song will do. This week, they are all iconic love songs from the last 50 years or so, but can you identify them? Let's play Lyrically Loving. No, that doesn't sound right. Lyrically Flirting? Lyrical Love. Yeah, that's it. Lyrical Love. That's the name of this round. Lyric number one. I'm never gonna dance again. Guilty feet have got no rhythm, though it's easy to pretend. I know you're no fool. What song is that? Don't forget, it is a love song. So number one, I'm never gonna dance again. Guilty feet have got no rhythm, though it's easy to pretend. I know you're not a fool. What's the song? Song 2, don't tell me it's not worth trying, for you can't tell me it's not worth dying for. Lyric number 2, don't tell me it's not worth trying for, you can't tell me it's not worth dying for. Song number 3, every time our eyes meet, this feeling inside me is almost more than I can take. Baby, when you touch me, what's that song? Song number 3, every time our eyes meet, this feeling inside me is almost more than I can take. Baby, when you touch me. What's the song? Love song 4, maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should. Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could. So song number 4, maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should. Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could. Number 5. Whoa, my love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch a long, lonely time. Song number 5. Whoa, my love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch a long, lonely time. What's the song? It was hard not to sort of slip into Laszlo from What We Do in the Shadows while reading that. Whoa, my love! Number 6. If I should stay, I would only be in your way. So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. So song number 6 again. If I should stay, I would only be in your way. So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. A very famous song, that one. Number 7. I'm so in love with you. Whatever you want to do is right with me, because you make me feel so brand new. Number 7. This is actually one of my all-time favourite songs. I'm so in love with you. Whatever you do is all right with me, because you make me feel so brand new. Song 8, put your head against my life. What do you hear? A million words just trying to make the song of the year. Song number 8, put your head against my life. What do you hear? a million words just trying to make the love song of the year. Song number 9. I'll be your dream, I'll be your wish, I'll be your fantasy, I'll be your hope, I'll be your love, be everything that you need. So song number 9, I'll be your dream, I'll be your wish, I'll be your fantasy, I'll be your hope, I'll be your love, I'll be everything that you need. I mean, a 6-inch meatball Mariana would be quite nice right now. And finally, song number 10, see the stone set in your eyes, see the thorn twist in your side, I'll wait for you. That final song lyric, see the stone set in your eyes, see the thorn twist in your side, I'll wait for you. 10 songs, they're all love songs, all famous love songs from the last 50 years. But what are they? Have another listen if you need to and identify them, because we're going to go ahead with the answers now for round number 2, which was a Valentine's round. 10 questions, all on Valentine's Day. And question number 1, where are you said to wear your heart if you are open with your feelings? That's on your sleeve. Number 2, what is Anna's real name in 50 Shades of Grey? That's Anastasia Steele. Number 3, who is the Greek goddess of love? That's Aphrodite or Aphrodite. Number 4, Nell Gwyn was the mistress of which king of England? Charles II. Number 5, what are yellow roses said to symbolise friendship? Number 6, in which year did Prince William marry Catherine Middleton? That was in April of 2011. Number 7, which film contains the line, I'm just a girl standing in front of a boy asking him to love her? That's from Notting Hill. Number 8, in which book from the Twilight Saga do Edward and Bella get married? That's Breaking Dawn. Number 9, which popular website launched on Valentine's Day 2005? YouTube. And number 10, how many sweets are contained in the standard pack of Swizzle's Matlow Love Hearts? 20. 20 sweets. Although you can get little ones that are used for wedding favours in like packets of 5. So there we go. That is the Valentine's quiz. Going to go back now to the lyrics. The lyrics of love. Lovely lyrics. Whatever you wanted to call that round. 10 songs. What were they? If you haven't completed your answers yet, pause the podcast, because here they come. Number 1, I'm Never Gonna Dance Again. Guilty Feet Have Got No Rhythm, though it's easy to pretend I know you're not a fool. It's Careless Whisper, made famous by George Michael. Number 2, Don't Tell Me It's Not Worth Trying For. You Can't Tell Me It's Not Worth Dying For. Everything I do it for you. Bryan Adams. 3, Every Time Our Eyes Meet. This feeling inside me is almost more than I can take. Baby, When You Touch Me, that's Amazed by Lone Star. Number 4, Maybe I Didn't Treat You Quite As Good As I Should. Maybe I Didn't Love You Quite As Often As I Could. Always On My Mind, made famous by Elvis. Number 5, Whoa, My Love. My darling, I've hungered for your touch a long lovely time. That was the Righteous Brothers' Unchained Melody. Number 6, If I Should Stay, I Would Only Be In Your Way. So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. It's I Will Always Love You, Whitney Houston. Number 7, I'm so in love with you. Whatever you do is all right with me, because you make me feel so brand new. One of my favourite songs ever, beautiful song. Let's Stay Together by Al Green. Number 8, Put Your Head Against My Life. What Do You Hear? A Million Words Just Trying to Make the Love Song of the Year. Million Love Songs by Take That. Number 9, I'll Be Your Dream, I'll Be Your Wish, I'll Be Your Fantasy, I'll Be Your Hope, I'll Be Your Love, Be Everything That You Need. It's Truly Madly Deeply by Savage Garden. And finally, song number 10, See the Stone Set in Your Eyes, See the Thorn Twist in Your Side, I'll Wait for You, It's With or Without You, made famous by U2. Well done if you scored well on that round. It was like a catalogue of first dance songs, wasn't it? Let's move on to the final fling. When you're ready, that's the next round. Here we go then with the final fling on this week's podcast. 15 questions in your final round of trickier trivia. Question number 1. How many chemical elements on the periodic table begin with the letter Z or Z? Number 1, how many chemical elements on the periodic table begin with the letter Z or Z? Number 2, In baseball, how many strikes constitute a strikeout? Question number two. In baseball, how many strikes constitute a strikeout? Number three. Hajduk Split FC play in which country? Question number three. Hajduk Split FC play in which country? Hajduk is spelt H-A-J-D-U-K. Number four. In which ocean is Hawaii? Question number four. In which ocean is Hawaii? Question five. Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears, begins a speech in which Shakespeare play? Number five. Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears, is the beginning of a speech from which Shakespeare play? 6. What was UK band McFly's first number one single? Number 6. What was UK band McFly's first number one single? Number 7. Which curry is named after the steel or iron pot in which it's cooked, with its name actually meaning bucket in Bengali? So number 7, which curry is named after the steel or iron pot in which it's cooked, with its name meaning bucket in Bengali? Question number 8, the first Indiana Jones film, Raiders of the Lost Ark, is set in which year? That's a tricky one. So question number 8, the first Indiana Jones film, Raiders of the Lost Ark, is set in which year? Number 9. Which spirit is the main ingredient of a Tia Maria? Number 9. Which spirit is the main ingredient of Tia Maria? Number 10. Madeleine whom was the first female Secretary of State in the US? Number 10. Madeleine whom was the first female Secretary of State in the US? Number 11. Who is the oldest woman to have had a number one single in the US? Question number 11. Who is the oldest woman to have had a number one hit single in the US? Question number 12. In medical terms, what does the abbreviation ADHD stand for? Question number 12. In medical terms, what does the abbreviation ADHD stand for? Number 13. Thanks to the film Saltburn, Murder on the Dance Floor has re-entered the charts, but in which year was it originally released? Question number 13. Thanks to Saltburn, Sophie Ellis Bextor's song Murder on the Dance Floor has re-entered the charts here in the UK. In what year was it originally released? Number 14. What is the nickname of the US President's car? Question 14. What is the nickname of the US President's car? And number 15, in which city will the 2028 Olympic Games be held? Question number 15, in which city will the 2028 Olympic Games be held? There you go, that's your 15 questions on the final fling. Double check your answers, make sure you've put something for as many questions as you can. It's not a wipeout, so don't worry if you've got it wrong. And when you're ready, let's proceed to the answers. The answers then to the final fling. Number 1. How many chemical elements are on the periodic table beginning with the letter Z or Z? It's 2, zinc and zirconium. Number two, in baseball, how many strikes constitute a strikeout? Three. Number three, Hajduk Split FC play in which country? Croatia. Number four, in which ocean is Hawaii? The Pacific. Five, friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. That is a speech from Julius Caesar. Six, what was UK band McFly's first number one single, The Girl with Five Colours in Her Hair? 7. Which curry is named after the steel or iron pot in which it is cooked, with its name meaning bucket in Bengali? It's a balti. Number 8. The first Indiana Jones film, Raiders of the Lost Ark, is set in which year? 1936. Number 9. Which spirit is the main ingredient of Tia Maria? It's rum. 10. Madeleine whom was the first female Secretary of State in the US? Madeleine Albright. Number 11. Who is the oldest woman to have had a number one hit single in the US? That is Cher with Believe. Number 12. In medical terms, what does the abbreviation ADHD stand for? Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder. 13. Thanks to Saltburn, Murder on the Dance Floor has re-entered the charts. In what year was it originally released? 2001. Number 14. What is the nickname of the US President's car? The Beast. And 15. In which city will the 2028 Olympic Games be held? Los Angeles. That's your 15 answers to the final fling this week. Hope it's been a successful one for you. And I hope there's been records beaten once again in your personal quizzing adventure here with Takeaway Trivia. It's been a pleasure to be your quizmaster. I'll leave you with one final tat fact. And did you know that in 2014, Tinder made its first match on the continent of Antarctica? And not surprisingly, both parties were research scientists. I hope they found love, and I hope you do too. Happy Valentine's Day. Have a great week. Have a safe week. And we'll quiz again soon. Take care.